for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Wednesday afternoon, July the 5th, 2000. Summer Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. This is the ladies' afternoon teaching session with Mildred Coffey of Millington, Tennessee.
Thank you for this day, Lord, that you've given us. Lord, you are so good to us. And your love is so wonderful, Father. And it's everlasting. And Lord, we thank you that you love us. And Father, we come this afternoon just to, first of all, just to love you and to thank you and to praise you and give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you that when we call that you always hear. Not because of us, but because of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank you for the Holy Ghost. We thank you for your mercy and your grace and your goodness to us. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come against the spirits and the heavenlies. I bind principalities and powers and rulers and kings and thrones and dominions in the heavens. In Jesus' name, I come in my authority where I'm seated in Christ Jesus. And I bind the strong men of this church, of this camp, in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind the spirits from the ground. I bind the strong men, each one of us, in the name of Jesus. I bind transference of spirits, in the name of Jesus Christ. I stand upon your word, Father. You said, whatever I bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever I loose is loose. So in the mighty name of Jesus, I just thank you, Father, for that name and the authority that's in the name. And now, Father, I ask for your angels to come in to sweep out the church upstairs and downstairs, cover, seal the church, Lord, that nothing can enter in to give aid to any spirits in the name of Jesus. I thank you again, Father, for the protection you've given unto us. And, Lord, I ask for as many angels as we need in here, that you will surround us with angels in Jesus' name. And, Lord, I just praise you and give you glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Before I start this, Lord, I'm going to share this afternoon on an unclean spirit I got this morning. And I was saying, Lord, I had all this laid out. I don't know what you want me to do. And because he always changes what I planned. And I thank the Lord he does, because then he knows and I don't. But I was sitting at my desk that this young lady got brought and put in my bedroom where I had some place to study. It's been a blessing. Got all my books on it. And I was sitting there praying, and I was just kind of flipping through some of my notes. But the Lord had spoke to me for a guy out of bed and told me to go over to some of the deliverances that were in the scripture. And then when I was sitting there at the desk, he began to tell me again. And so, if you will, open your Bible to Luke chapter 8. Now, I'm going to read these. Oh, I meant to ask someone, would y'all hand out everybody a paper towel before I start, if you will, girls, whoever's got them, thank you for the water, lady. If you've got the towel, when I start doing deliverance, we don't have to stop and hand them out. But in chapter 8, Luke chapter 8, verse 20, I'm going to start with verse 26, okay? And Luke chapter 8. You know, there's a lot of spirits that go with an unclean, and when you're talking about the unclean demons, and when you go to reading what Jesus said about it, his characteristics, as I was looking at this, I was just making footnotes in my Bible on some of the things I saw as I was reading this, and so I thought, Lord, this is going to work real well in the area of some things that we need to be delivered from. And, of course, we've already been delivered from a lot of things. But let me tell you this. If I call out something that's already been called out, you say, well, I don't have it. Check and see. You might have more than one. The Gadarene demonic, I think it's one of the things I'm reading, had the legion. It's, how many in a legion? 6,000? Can you believe that a person could have 6,000 demons in them?
Sure.
Word said they did. And but if we don't think we've got it, and I said the other day, I said, you know, when we call these things out, and the enemy will say to you, you know you ain't got that, you know. Guess who's talking to you? You think it's you talking, but somebody else talking to you. So if he tells you you hadn't, you say, bless God, he's coming out of me, because he's trying to tell you he's not there. Amen? Okay, verse 26, it says that they arrived at the country of the Gadarenes, which is over against Galilee. And when he went forth to stand there, there met him out of the city a certain man which had devils a long time, and wore no clothes, neither abode in any house, but in the tombs. Now, don't you look, this unclean spirit is the spirit of nakedness. You see it? No clothes. Do you wonder why we're seeing so many people wearing so few clothes? The unclean spirit is very, very real. And said, but when he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God, Son of God Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not. So he cried out, now listen to me, with a loud voice. Did you ever see someone that talks just real loud when they're really in their reason to do it? Or maybe they get upset and they really get louder and louder and louder. They talk with a loud voice. Are you seeing this with me, or am I the only one seeing it? No one else? Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. He said, for he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man, for oft times he caught him, and he was kept. Oft times it had caught him, and he was kept bound. If I didn't write on my Bible, I could read it. Sometimes I mess them up so bad I can't even read my own Bible. He was kept bound with chains and fetters, and he broke the bands and was driven of the devil into the wilderness. He had to be bound with chains. He was a powerful spirit, and when they bound him with chains, he would break loose. Had a lot of strength. And Jesus asked him, saying, what is thy name? And he said, Legion. Because many devils were entered into him. And verse 31 says, and they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep. And there was, well, I'm not going to go and read that. They went into the swine. We know they didn't want them either, so they ran into the water and drowned. So right here I'm going to stop. I'm going to do deliverance. I'm going to go after the spirit of nakedness. Let's pray first and ask the Lord to deliver. You know, the word says, they that call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered, okay? Lord, Father, we thank you for the deliverance, and we call as your children upon your name for deliverance. Lord, we remit any and every sin in anyone's life here that's unconfessed according to your word in John 20:23, where Jesus said, whosoever sins you remit are remitted, and whosoever sins you retain are retained. And I bind the strong man in the heavens of the unclean demon and cut his power off from any spirit in the name of Jesus. And I come against that spirit of nakedness in the name of Jesus. I break the curse of that over our families. From the unclean spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, we destroy its power and command it to go, in Jesus' name. You spirit of nakedness, I come against the spirit of madness, in the name of Jesus, torment, darkness, and death. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I call them out, in Jesus' name. I call the spirit of bondage out, insanity, and that spirit of roaming, in the name of Jesus. It's really a vagabond spirit that comes in the name of Jesus Christ. Loosen and let go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, turn loose and let them go. If you want deliverance and you're not getting anything happening, cough and stir them up and get them stirred up. And then put your feet flat on the floor and cross your arms and legs in Jesus' name. Come on out there, all of them, unclean spirits, spirits of bondage, madness, tormenting demons, demons that torment, darkness, spirits of darkness in the name of Jesus, demons that like the darkness. In the name of Jesus Christ, loosen them and come out and let them go. In the name of Jesus, let them go. Bondage, insanity, and vagabond spirits. I call legions out. Lord, we just bind them up and call the legions out in the name of Jesus. And I come against the water spirit in the name of Jesus. I closed the water gate in the name of Jesus, and I called the spirit out of it in the name of Jesus. Let him go. I bind the water gate in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, and call the water spirit out in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. Listen to me, come out of there. The reason I was calling the water spirit out, the demons went into the hogs and drove them into the water. So I called the water spirit out in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn them loose. Turn them loose. Let me show you something. You know, this water spirit is new to me. I've heard about it, but I have never really dug into it, and I'm fixing to do some more digging into it. But sometimes when a person, you know, we have trouble with excessive fluids a lot of times. What do they call it?
Water
retention and edema. And so this water spirit could very easily be the ruler over all of this. And so I bind him with the strong chains of God's word, and I break its power, break the curse of it over us back to the Garden of Eden on both sides of the family. And I call the water spirit out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Listen to them and let them go. In Jesus' name. Turn them loose. Come on out there. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. And while we're on it, I call out any false baptisms in the name of Jesus. As people that were baptized before they came to know Jesus. And then it was only dunk. So I break anything that came in through that false baptism in the name of Jesus. Listen to me, let them go. Let them go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on out there. Come on out there. Let them go. Let them go. Okay, let's go to Mark. We'll get on some more of this. And I'm going to go back on the water spirit again because I think it has a lot more to do with us than we know. Mark chapter 1. I'd rather you didn't right this minute. Can you hold it till later? Okay. Mark chapter 1, verse 21. And they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day he entered into the synagogue and taught. He's talking about Jesus. I'm still on the unclean spirit. And so they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribes. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God." And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Hold thy peace and come out of him." And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. This thing tears. This spirit tears. And I call that unclean demon out now. Come on out of her. Let her go. She needs more tissue. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on out of there. All unclean spirit and all the tearing, all of it. Come on out of there. That water spirit. You come out of there now in Jesus' name. Let her go. Let her go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn her loose and let her go. Let her go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on out of there. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Put your hands on her. Come on out of there. Let her go. Come out of there. Come out of there. You let her go. Let her go. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. You cannot stay. You told me in spirit, you let her go. Loosen her. Come on out of there. Let her go. Let her go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory. Self-abuse. I call out the self-abuse, where they cut themselves with and abuse themselves. The spirit causes people to abuse themselves physically. And I call out mutilation in the name of Jesus. Self-abuse. Come on out there. Every spirit of mutilation, loosen them and let them go. Come on out there in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You know, The Holy Spirit just spoke to me and said, "You know, we abuse ourselves when we overeat." I'm sorry, Lord. I ate too much at lunch. I was miserable coming up here. And see, we abuse ourselves. And so I come against the spirit of overeating in the name of Jesus. Eating more than we need in Jesus' name. I break its hold and call it out in the name of Jesus. And it's still a form of torment. And I call it out. And of self-abuse. Come on out there and self-abuse. Let them go. Let them go. The spirits of mutilation. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I break every curse of addiction to food. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I come against a false appetite, and I call the false appetite out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Jesus, y'all need some more t-shirt, raise your hand. I mean, paper towels. We use Kleenex in my church and garbage cans. We don't use paper bags, but we use garbage cans. Come on out there, let them go, let them go. Come on, all the overeating, false appetites, addiction, craving, in the name of Jesus. We have the same addictions to food as people have to alcohol and drugs. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, come out of there. Come on out of there. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn loose and come out of there. Now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And we got plenty of buckets today. There's three more over here if we need them. We're prepared. Jesus is Lord. Okay. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's go to Mark chapter 9. Isn't this fun? We just clean it out. Praise the Lord. I tell you what, I just praise the Lord. We're sure not leaving here like we came. Because I'm not on the receiving end, but I got the tape. I've already got the tape. And I'm going to listen to it. Praise the Lord. I can't listen to it on the way home. I don't think that'd be wisdom. So I'm going I'm going to listen to it before I go home. And then listen when I get there. Mark chapter 9 and verse 17. Here Jesus heals a boy with an unclean spirit, and this thing came in him in the womb. He said in verse 17, and one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they could, that they should cast him out, and they could not. Now here you've got a boy that, with a dumb spirit, which is the same thing. He's dumb, and before we get through, you'll see he not only dumb, he's deaf. And it all comes from the unclean. And what amazed me as I did this study this morning, had a lady in my church, and she gets all the tapes over here and all the books she can get. She reads and reads and reads and listens to tape. And she, every time I go do deliverance on her, she says, "Clap it, there's a dumb spirit on us." I think the enemy had really used this to keep me from really looking at the deaf and dumb spirit, because I said, by her color burn, and I said, everything is not deaf and dumb, but as I studied this morning, I'm beginning to wonder. she probably was right all the time, but I was amazed, because here you've got this spirit that is it tears the flesh. Sometimes you'll come up with a bruise. Who had the bruise? You. She had a bruise on her stomach, and it was no reason for it. And it was kind of had a white circle around it, didn't it? And see, evidently, when the thing that she'd been bit by some chiggers, she got infested. And they were trying to get rid of them. But the thing is that the spirit, and the way she got bit, she had something in her, had to draw all those things on her. I don't know how any else she could. She went out there and caught everything that was in the yard. It wasn't funny, but I'm telling you this, that this thing was tearing her inside. Mm-hmm. And we did some deliverance on her for the spirit that's in there. I apologize. I forgot to lose healing to that spot. And in the name of Jesus, I lose healing to it. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, just heal everything that thing is done inside of Linda's body. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the healing, Father, in Jesus' name. But I want you to see that this thing will also, it gnashes, it bites. Have you seen children that bite? And we think, well, that's just a child. It is. But let's read on, okay? He said, And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth. By the way, if you see someone foaming, don't say anything about it. It's just a demon. We'll get it out. I mean, they hadn't gone mad or anything. You know, I see people jump up and run when they, maybe, or back off when someone goes to manifest it. And they should be running toward them to help them, you know, sitting around them praying and helping them. Let the demon know you got authority. You're not afraid of him. Honestly, girls, God's given us the name of Jesus, the angels of the Lord. He's given us the power of the Holy Spirit. He's given us the blood. He's given us every way. We're not ill-equipped. We've got all the equipment we need to defeat the devil. All we got to do is use it. You got to believe it's yours. And verse 19, he answered him and said, well, did I finish that? He said, the disciples asked him why they should not. And he spake to his disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. Did you ever run across one you couldn't get out? And he answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. See, I wanted to read this about this spirit to show you that every one of them don't go just the minute you tell them to. There are some that you have to spend some time seeking the Lord about. Fasting and praying. Well, we need to seek the Lord on some of these that are so hard to get out. And there are spirits that have been there, rooted in there, and made our bodies, their temple, their home, and they're trespassing. You've got to remember they're trespassers, and they have to go, and they're illegally there. And they've got to leave because your body doesn't belong to them. It belongs to God. And Jesus said to them, verse 20, and they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tore him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. Have any of you ever seen demons come out foaming? It's not pretty sight, but it's a lot of deliverance that comes forth when that happens. And there are certain spirits that come out that way. And oftentimes he said, and he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came into him? And he said, of a child. And oftentimes it cast him into the fire and into the water. See, here we've got this thing wanting the water again to destroy him. But if thou can do anything, have compassion on us and help him. And Jesus said unto him, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. And when Jesus saw the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit. I'll tell you, Jesus didn't do it in the back room and hide it in the closet. When the people came running, Jesus cast the demon out in front of them. He sure did. And I want you to know that demon wasn't very quiet. Did y'all hear what they said about him? He was foaming at the mouth, and he cried out loudly, and he was tearing, and all these things he was doing. Some of them come out that way. I like that. I mean, they'd sing my song when they yell. And I see people go I want to say, hey, come on, watch God work. Not me, but watch God. The power of God is manifesting a spirit of the devil that the devil doesn't want to come forth. He doesn't want people to see that there are demons there. And when those demons manifest like that, people around can see the power of God's real. If they'll look at it that way instead of saying, oh, I'm scared of that. If you are scared, you're just going to get anything that comes around. You better keep your fear under control. And let me tell you something else. Your unbelief and your mouth. You know, I laugh a lot when I'm doing deliverance, talking about deliverance, because I know the power of God. I've seen it so many times. But it bothers me when people are fearful and they don't want to see God. They want to see God work, but they'd rather think it's the individual. I've had people in my church come in my church, and maybe someone was getting real rough deliverance, on the floor deliverance. Might have, I firmly believe in the angels holding them on the floor, and they can do it, and they do it. But there are some spirits that get loose, and I can't tell you how they do it because I don't know. That no matter how many angels you put around them, the demons will tell you that the blank angels is all around. But they get loose. the spirit in the person, and they get up, and you've got, and people have to put hands on them. And I'd much rather it be the angels than people. But when you see this, you've got to believe. And if you're around in unbelief or doubt, your unbelief and doubt can hinder the deliverance. Do you remember when Jesus was praying to the child, the person that had died, and he put all the unbelief out of the room? Well, sometimes you have to ask people to leave if they're not. In fact, if you are in doubt, you need to move. You need to move away. If you're in unbelief and just can't believe that demons can enter in you or anybody else, it's best you just back off, way off. And if I'm doing the deliverance, I may say, bye. You can go home, jump too. I'm being facetious. No, but I really know that it stops deliverance. It stops people getting free. And but you don't be talking critical. And when I started out to say this, I was saying that some of them would come into church and see one girl, her best friend was just so tormented. She'd been molested and as a child and used in child, reborn into Satan's kingdom through an animal. And whole 9 yards, she just had everything on her. And she went through hell getting deliverance. And this friend of hers would come in and say, see her getting deliverance and turn around and walk back out and get outside and just saying she's doing this to get attention and all of this. And I always said, if she's doing that to get attention, she's really sicker than I thought. Anybody that would go through is what I see some of the girls have to go through in deliverance. And people tell you they don't have to do that. Hey, some of those things are in there, and they've been there, and they were put in by Satanism, child abuse, and blood sacrifices. And this girl was made to drink blood. She was made to eat. She had been everywhere. I mean, they had done everything to her. She'd been used as a everybody in the bunch had sex with her, and all of that, every bit of that had to be broken and called off of her. And it's rough deliverance. Some of this is really rough. And this is not something you get a whole bunch of stuff out at one time. Now, I've worked as high as 3 months on the strong man trying to get it out. And you say, how come you have to work that long? Because you got to tear down his kingdom. You got to get the spirits in there that's protected him. You got to get those out. And but the thing is, honey, when they delivered, they delivered. And I was sharing with, I think it was Linda the other night, I was talking about some of the things that I'd gone through with in deliverance, and I said, what blesses me so much in deliverance, when you see someone that's really delivered of something big and had torment so long, and I always say they're on the floor, they always are on the floor, and when they come up, you know what they're doing? I've seen them sit there and praise God, just worshiping the Lord and thanking the Lord. I'm telling you, the whole countenance, just the glory of God was on them. They didn't doubt they were free. They knew they were free. And you couldn't help but know it, too, when you saw what had happened to them. And I just praise God that God would let me help people come out from under this stuff and see what happens to them when it's over. God is so good, and he's so faithful. But be careful of your thoughts and of what you're saying around people that are getting deliverance. Because if you get in doubt and unbelief and you go to criticizing, you open yourself up for spirits. We don't teach enough and share enough of this around people, and we need to do it. Because we need to show people how to really protect themselves. And another thing while I'm talking about this, and I said this yesterday, but I'm going to say it again. After you've had deliverance and you walk out of here or downstairs or wherever it is, you begin to praise the Lord for your deliverance. Speak it aloud. Tell the devil you don't care who he is or what he is. You're free and he's not going to do anything to you. And he's not coming back in and bring anybody with him. But you possess your land with your mouth. Just like you destroy it with your mouth, you also protect it with your mouth. We do. People destroy their land with their mouth. Praise the Lord. Let's go back. Let's see. Where was I? Okay. Verse 24. I read this one. Read it again. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said it with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. And when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying to them, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him, and he was as one dead, insomuch that many said he is dead. And sometimes that will happen. They'll lay there, people, when a demon leaves, the person, it takes them a few minutes to get, and you just keep praying in the spirit as they come, kind of come back. I say they have to come back because the demon had put, kicked them back or whatever, and the demon had taken their body over, and sometimes they don't even know all the things that have happened to them. And Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was coming to the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? Now you read the rest of that, but let's back up here and go after some of these spirits. Let's go after the dumb and deaf spirit. This unclean spirit that acts like a deaf and dumb spirit, it keeps you from hearing, not only physically, but it'll keep you from hearing spiritually. It doesn't want you to hear God's word and the things of the spirit. And it doesn't want you to be able to speak the things of God. It'll hinder you from saying, you know, things. God will show you things, and you read and you want to share and you can't do it. You get tongue tied or you get in fear or something when you try to share. And so this deaf and dumb spirit does everything it can to separate you from the things of the Lord. And so I call that deaf, I break the curse of the deaf and dumb spirit over everybody here. In the name of Jesus, back to the garden on both sides of the family. And I break every tie and every legal hold that it has in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I command it out in Jesus' name. I bind it with the spirit of God, with the power of God, the word of God. I bind that deaf and dumb spirit and I command it to go. You come out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, loosen them. Loosen them and let them go in Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Let them go. Come on out of there. Turn them loose and let them go in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I call that dumb spirit out right now, and I bind it with the chains of God's word and command it to go. Let them go. Let them go. You that hinders God's people, let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, come out of them. Come out of them. Loosen them. Loosen them and let them go in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Come on out there, let them go. Let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let them go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I come against that deaf spirit. I call that deaf spirit out of you. Come out of me too, in the name of Jesus. I'm losing my dignity. Yes, amen. That may be what's in my throat. Call that dumb spirit out of my throat. In the name of Jesus. Man, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus. And can I get my dignity back now? I didn't lose my dignity. I praise the Lord. Anything you seek, call it off. No, don't do it now. I'm busy. Before I get through. I don't hate to manifest right here in front of everybody. Praise the Lord. Listen, no one needs deliverance like the deliverance workers and teachers. No one needs it as bad. And if they don't get it, they'll end up walking away from it and compromising what they do believe. I thank the Lord for deliverance for myself. Where was I? Okay, I come against a mute spirit. That deaf and dumb and he works as a mute in the name of Jesus. Someone that can't talk, that can't speak. Need to go after the deaf and dumb spirit. You've seen the deaf and dumb and using the sign language. break the curse and call that thing off in the name of Jesus. I call the spirit out of the ears, the spiritual ears and the physical ears, in the name of Jesus. That death spirit, come out of there. I break the curse. Father, restore, recreate anything that's needed in the ear that thing has done. In the name of Jesus Christ, you come on out of there. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. You dumb spirit, you deaf spirit, come out. Come on out of there, deaf spirit, come out of the ear. Come out of the ears right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, loosen them. Loosen them. Spiritually deaf. I call that spiritual, that spirit that blocks us from hearing spiritually. In the name of Jesus, come on out of there. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, loosen them. Loosen them and let them go in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I come against the spirits of unbelief. Unbelief. Spirit of unbelief. I bind your power. I break the curse of unbelief from the... Yes, Lord, I will do that. I break every spirit of unbelief that's come in through churches that we've been in the name of Jesus. I break soul ties. I break soul tie between each one here. Now, I don't know what church you came out of, but you said, well, I don't want to break soul tie. Okay, that's okay. But if you want to get rid of the doctrines that come against deliverance, we need to break a soul tie between you and the church came out of that didn't believe it. So I break a soul tie between each one here and the churches that they came out of that taught against a Christian having a demon or didn't even teach deliverance at all. In the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, come on out of there. I call the soul back. Father, I should restore the soul. You said you restore. He restores our soul. So I call. I should bring back our souls in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now, spirit of unbelief that came in through man's teachings and man's doctrines. Come on out of there right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, loosen them. Come on out of there in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I come against the childish spirit. A childish spirit that wants to be, doesn't want to grow up. I break its hold and I call that childish spirit out right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, turn loose and come out. I call that arrested development out that left that childish spirit in there. I break its hold and command it to go. Come on out there, turn them loose. Turn them loose and let them go. Turn them loose and let them go. I come against the spirit of destruction. The spirit of destruction is in this, works with this spirit where it tried to destroy this child. And in the name of Jesus, I call, come against the spirit of destruction. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command it to go, loosen them, and let them go. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, turn loose and come out. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I come against the spirit of death that works with it. I call that spirit of death out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Listen, come on out there in the name of Jesus. I break a soul tie with everyone in here in death. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I break a soul tie with each one here in Satan himself. Where we came out of Satan's kingdom. Frank did it last, yesterday down there, but let's do it again. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We break every part of the soul tie. I break the covenant of death where we have at times wished we were dead. In the name of Jesus, if you've ever done that, repent of it. In the name of Jesus, I break that covenant of death in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I break it over me too in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, come on out of there. Come on out of there. Let us go. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, come on out of there. The covenant of death, let them go. Turn them loose and let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. I really like doing deliveries this way. And the Lord had been talking to me about it before, because when we'd get to the end of the teaching, half the time I didn't get half of the spirits we talked about. But this way we don't miss any of them. Thank you, Lord. Let's go to Luke chapter 17. I believe that's where I was. No, chapter 10, sorry. Chapter 10, verse 17. I want to show you again your authority. I know most of you know it. But if you don't know the authority you have, in Luke 10, verse 17, in verse 1, Jesus had given 70 men, 70 disciples, followers of his, to authority and power to go out, and he told them to go out, and he sent them out among the people to the house and to heal and deliver and raise the dead. If you go back to 9, you see where he sent the disciples out to do the same thing. But in the verse 17, they're coming back in. The 70's been out, and they're coming back in. And the 70 returned again with joy. Man, we go home with joy after we've been out and seen God's work, don't we? Even the saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give you unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. He said, I give you that word power. When you look it up in the Greek, it's authority. He gives us authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the devil. And he said, he didn't say part of the power, did he? He said all of the power. So see, we don't have to be afraid of any little demon. That's a lie when I said that. I saw one time. Oh, I've seen lots of them, and I've seen the little ones. But I told this one time up here. I was cooking my dinner, and I was in the kitchen, and I was standing at my sink, and I usually look out the window when I'm there, because it's only opening to the outside in my kitchen, and I was looking out the birds and things, the trees, and something caught my attention, and I looked up, and evidently I was looking in the spirit when I looked up, and I thought it was in the natural, because I had been looking at the trees and things, but I looked up, and I saw this dragon. There's a Jehovah's Witness church three doors down from me. Kingdom Hall. And I saw this thing. It came over my house. It was the most... I have seen demons. I've seen big demons before, but I have never seen one the size of this. And it just covered my whole yard. And the house next door, I thought, I was afraid it was going to go there, and I was saying, no, you don't, in the name of Jesus. And it just kept going, and the time it got past, and I saw the tail of it, it went down over at that church. That was one of the most horrendous and hideous ones that I've seen. Used to come from church sometimes after doing deliveries, and I would see them lined on the side of the road. They were at least 10 feet tall. And we would come home one night, and I would leave the church rebuking and binding and telling them to be gone in the name of Jesus. And I was really tired. I'd been in deliverance a long time that night. Jim was driving. We'd all been in deliverance, but I'd been on the floor. My husband wasn't one to get on the floor. He was very dignified with his deliverance, but I was down there with him, you know. And I was really tired because I'd been at it a long time. And we were driving along, and after I'd been praying over these, I'd seen, all of a sudden I looked up, and there was this one in front of the car, and I screamed out at him. He started running his brakes. He said, what are you screaming about? I said, oh, never mind, just go on. And it was standing in front of the car. I'm starting to come hit it, and then I realized what it was, and I said, I'll just go on. Oh, I tell you, he laughed at me. He said, boy, you've been out of my night, now you want me to protect him. I said, boy, I didn't know it was a demon. When I was just laying there back in this, you know, I was just tired, and I was laying back in the car. And when I looked up there, I said, what? And I thought, oh, and I didn't want, you're driving along, we've almost run over people in the road before when they get out in the road, but they hadn't been up on my hood of my car before. But praise the Lord. But you don't have to be afraid of them. As I said, run over them and the car won't hurt them, but I wish it would. They got to remember their spirit. Okay, let's go over to Romans chapter 1. I didn't have anything that I wanted to cast out. I wanted to tell y'all that you got authority. God's ordained you. He's giving you. Jesus Christ said, I give you authority. I give you power and authority. And then over Matthew 16, he says, I give you authority to bind. Bind. You know, if you can't cast them out, if there's something around that you know that needs to be cast out, and you're seeing things in people, bind them. If they're in your area and you're like if you're working and they're with you and they're coming at you or anything, you do have authority as long as you're there where they are, where they're there where you are. See, it's your ground as long as you're there. And when you leave, Joshua said, possess the land everywhere the soles of your feet. Go. So when you walk in, and this is you're working here, and I have girls call me all the time. They don't call me as much as they used to because I'm never home anymore. But they would call me and say, I'm having to fight a battle here with this one or that one in the church and the office. And I said, well, don't you know how to bind? Well, yeah, I bound, but I said, well, bind again. Bind until you get it bound. Just keep binding. God's giving you authority. He says, whatever you bind is bound. What you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Now, when you leave, if there's no one there binding with you, just keep the authority things bound. Well, they get loose. When you leave, your authority leaves with you. Because your faith is what's working to keep those things bound. And you got to know you can do it. You can do it. Just do it. Believe it. That's what makes it work, okay? In Romans in chapter 1, verse 27. I think that's the one I want. Wait a minute. No, verse 16. I want to back up and start over. Well, let's start in verse 18. I'm trying to hurry. I got a few more I want to do. In verse 18, said Paul's writing here. He says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. In other words, man is without excuse for the sins he commits and saying he didn't know. But God tells us that built in man is right, the knowledge of right and wrong. And he says they're without excuse, even though they say, you know, I didn't know. Yeah. They know. I have no doubt that even a child, when he does something wrong, he knows better, because it's built in him according to the Word of God. You know, they have a will, and they make a decision. I'm going to do it anyways. I may get punished, but I'm going to do it anyways. And they do it. And so they have their own will. Because they would not glorify God or acknowledge him as God, and they weren't thankful, then their imagination, they became vain, and their imagination and their imagination and their foolish heart was darkened. So we have in our imagination is where a lot of things happen. Do you know? In the area of fantasy. Where does it work? In your mind. And fantasy works with perversion. It also works with mind control. Lord showed me mind control one time, years ago, when I was doing deliverance on a lady. First of all, it was real strange. I didn't really know what I was seeing at first. He showed me in the spirit. He showed me laying up against her. I was doing deliverance on that girl, and I was going after mind control. And I saw a little Tweety bird. You know, the Tweety bird? And there was a Tweety bird. And I looked at that thing, and I thought, Lord, what are you trying to tell me, Tweety bird? And I'm going after mind control. And he spoke to me, and he said, it's fantasy. Tweety bird, cartoons, fantasy. And so he said, bind the fantasy. Bind the fantasy, because it's holding mind control in. And I thought, that little bit of thing's holding mind control in. He said, because the mind is working. Let me show how it works. We're having wonderful praise and worship. And you're just really enjoying the Lord. And all of a sudden, something will flash in your mind. Fantasy. Stopping you. It's directing mind control to keep you from keeping your thoughts on the Lord. So it blocks, it, fantasy and mind control blocks praise and worship. And he said in verse 22, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. So they began to worship birds, four-footed creeping things, beasts, all of this. Man calls themselves wise, they became fools. They made idols. This is what this is representing, as idols that men worship. Sex became an idol. It did. Let's read on. He said, in verse 24, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own heart to dishonor their bodies between themselves. See, this fantasy led into idolatry and sex, where sex became God's perversion. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator who is blessed forever. Amen. Today, we're seeing homosexuality and all this and perversion. Look what the schools and all the law, all the higher-ups have done to our kids. Look at the kids, little bitty kids. You know, I won't get in that. No, I ain't got time. Verse 26, for this cause God gave them up to vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And here's the women in lesbianism. If you look at what I've been reading, it's a downward road into lasciviousness and reprobate mind. Man is on his way to hell. He might even been with the Lord, and he could have very easily been saved. But he got into all this garbage, and it's a downward road to being totally possessed by evil. And he said, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error, which was meat. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Being filled with unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignancy, whisperers, backbiters, and haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in doing them. It's a downward road to hell. Let's go back and call those spirits off, okay? This comes in, and you can see every bit of this under the unclean spirit. Unclean, filthy. When you see an unclean spirit on a person, and I see it a lot of times on real elderly men, and I don't want to be near them. It even lets off an odor. You say, well, they're probably not clean physically. They probably are not. But that's not the odor I'm talking about. You can see it in their skin. You can see it in their countenance. You can see it everything about them. And it's real scary when you look at them, because you think, Lord, these men are Christian and they are serving you, but that thing is so predominant. And they won't let you get it off them. They don't know it's there, and they don't believe it's there. Will it? My question is, Lord, will it separate them from you? They're elderly. They won't hear anybody. And I see this on men that have never had deliverance. You know, church. You know why? Go back to the nursing home. You know why you hear all the spirits in the nursing home? There's a lot of people are Christian in there, but they've never gone through any deliverance. And so when the Christian person gets older and older, and they don't know how, they haven't had deliverance, how to keep their sound mind, how to, you know, and all this, those things take over. And they torment those people. And it makes me so mad, because they could have been freed from the churches. And I said, God's going to hold us accountable for the churches for not doing this, so the people don't have to live in hell before the elderly people before they die. They live in hell. You go to nursing homes, you know what it's like. And it's because they wouldn't even be there if they'd been. I do not believe they'd even been there if they had had help. So I pray to God one day that the churches will really get into this deliverance and get people delivered from these spirits and from the sickness and disease. In the name of Jesus, where was I? Let's go after this. Vain imagination. I come against the vain imagination, the one that blocks our worship, our praise, and works in our mind. I break its hold and command it out. Listen to me. Come out now. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I call out lust that works with it. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I call out all those spirits of fantasy. In the name of Jesus Christ, let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. And I call the darkness out of the foolish heart. Come out of there. And then I call that foolish heart out, the foolishness that blocks what God wants to do in us. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I call the spirit of the fool out in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, turn them loose. Turn them loose. You can go over in Proverbs and find where it talks about the fool all the time. And several, a lot of scriptures over there. Come on out of there. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. Spirit, the unclean spirit, come on out of there. In the name of Jesus Christ, come out in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I call out the lying spirits that lie to people. In the name of Jesus, let me tell you something. This lying spirit is a monster. He not only lies to them, to us about things and about demonic things and things that are not of God, but he'll lie to you about what you think somebody's saying about you. Won't he? And put you under condemnation and make you all these things in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Are you okay? Yeah, you're not, are you? Come on out there. Let her go. Let her go. Turn the leaf and let her go. Let her go. Let her go. Come on out of her. Let her go. Let her go. Loosen her and come out of there. Loosen. I'll break your hold of her and command you to turn her loose. Come out of her. Come out of her. Let her go. You let her go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You tell me anything. You let her go. Turn her loose and let her go. Let her go. Come on. Let her go. Let her go. I bind your power and command you to go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Are you okay? No, she's not. I need somebody to pray with her. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Turn her loose and let her go. Let her go. Let her go. Let her go. Come on. Let her go. Let her go. Let her go. Let her go. Come on. Let her go. Let her go. Let her go. She's okay. You let her go. Let her go in the name of Jesus. Loosen her. Loosen her and let her go. Let her go. Come on. Turn her loose. You that started manifest on her, I break your hold and command you. Let her go. Let her go. In the name of Jesus. Let her go. Let her go. Let her go. Let her go. In the name of Jesus Christ, turn her loose. Father, bind, we'll put angels around her in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, bind her to the chair. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on out of there. I bind your power, spirit. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over that thing. I bind its power. You turn her loose. I break every hold over. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We bind your power. What's your name? Look at me. Look at me in the name of Jesus. Look at me. Turn around here. Look at me. Look at me. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. What's your name? Who are you? Who are you? Fear come out of her. I break every curse of fear over her. In the name of Jesus Christ, fear come out of her. Fear. Fear. Let her go. Fear. Fear. I bind your power. I bind the strong man of fear. I cut your power off. In the name of Jesus, you loosen her. Loosen her and come out of her. Turn the power loose in the name of Jesus and come out of her. Come out of her. You come out of her. Come out of her. Come out of her. Let her go. Let her go. Let her go. Let her go. Fear. Fear. Let her go. Let her go. Let her go. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus, let her go, let her go. Come on out there, come on out there. Let her go. You let her go. Fear, I break every curse of fear. In the name of Jesus, you let her go. Let her go.
In the name of the Lord, shall be the name of Jesus.
Listen, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. I realized she was manifest. That's a heart. I'm sorry, Teresa, that I didn't say it sooner. You okay now? It's okay. Nothing happened. This is, you were getting delivered, okay? I don't want you to be fearful. Are you in fear? I bind fear in Jesus' name. I bind fear, all the fear. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You're all right. You're all right. You're okay. In the name of Jesus. You taking over? You taking over your thoughts, Teresa? Keep saying her name. Don't pray in spirit right now. Just call her name back. If she looks like she might go back, just get her to take over. Praise the Lord. The Lord's good. Where was I? Okay, let's go after false gods. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I come against the unthankfulness, lust, dishonor, and false gods in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, don't let them stop you. Don't let that spirit stop your deliverance. We'll get that off of her. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on out. All the fear, unbelief, false gods. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness. Come on, let's stir them up. We got them on us from our forefathers. I'll break the curse of them from our forefathers. Covetousness, maliciousness, envy, murder, debate, deceit, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters. Come on out there. Let them go in the name of Jesus. Disobedience in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Without understanding, unmerciful, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name, let them go. Come on out, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let them go. Come on out there. Come on out there. All the protectors. I break every curse in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and call it out in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Come on out there. I bind you in the word of God and command you to go. Come on out there. Let her go. Let her go in Jesus' name. Let her go. Come on out there. Let Teresa go. Come out of Teresa. She doesn't want you. She doesn't want you. Tell it to go, Teresa. Tell it it's got to go. You got to go. You come out of her. Come out of there. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let Teresa go. Come on out of there. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Put your hands out, girls. Let's get it off of her. Come on out of there. Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. 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 The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Jesus is Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. The word declares that every name that has a name bows to the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Teresa. Teresa, look at me. Teresa. 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 It's real. Some of you may never seen one. I know a lot of you have, but it happens to a lot of people. I doubt I'll tell you about me manifesting one time. I'll tell you another time. I'm busy. My husband been doing deliverance on me. He'd been doing deliverance on me for... We sat down one night in the living room in the den, and I said, Jim, I need some deliverance. Why don't you get this thing off, get this off me? And I told him what I wanted him to get off of me. Yeah, I manifested. I didn't know I manifested. He didn't know I manifested until it was over. And we had started deliverance, and it just looked like he just quit. I mean, I saw him get up out of his chair, and he said, well, if you don't want deliverance, I'll just stop. And I looked up, and I said, where are you going? Why aren't you praying for me? He said, I've been praying for you for an hour. I didn't remember any part of it. I had manifested, and there were paper towels, Kleenex all around me where I'd been swearing on. He thought I was mad at it. He didn't realize I had manifested. And I laughed. I said, no, I want you doing deliverance on me if you don't know what I manifested. You'd leave me like that. And I did a mess. It was funny, and it wasn't funny because I did not remember. It just seemed like he had just started. You said, you mean you manifested? Oh, I know. I'm too, you know. I'm beyond that. I sure did. And I wanted all that off. He got it off of me. But he got a lot of other stuff other than what I had asked him to get off of me. And when I go to church now, and I say, I got to have deliverance. And I said, okay. And I sit down in the front row, and I said, okay, y'all come pray. And then they get around me. It's just too much fun for them. I really, you know, I tell them they don't have to have such a good time. And you know what they tell me? Well, you've been having fun on us. We didn't even. And I said, retaliation, come out of there. But they do. They call it off. So praise the Lord for deliverance. And I'm not through, but I guess I'm going to have to come to a... I'm not going to stop. Let's go on for a little bit longer, okay? Are y'all willing to go on a little longer? We got at least 10 minutes. And then you can go downstairs and boss somebody else's time if you need it. Praise the Lord. Where was I? Romans. Let's go over to 2 Timothy. I do want to finish these scriptures. If you're writing them down, and you can call this stuff off of yourself. 2 Timothy and chapter 3. You know, the show that we're in the last days, if you just look at what the scripture says, you know that we're in the last days. Here in 2 Timothy in the 3rd chapter in verse 1, it says, this also know that in the last days, perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affections, truth breakers, false accusers, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. And you know, we're seeing this, people having a form of godliness, but they really don't know the Lord. We're seeing people that are lovers of their own self. That what I want and what I need is more important than what anybody else needs. That's not God. Call her by her name, Viva. Keep her back. Get her to come back. She'll manifest again if you don't. Just keep calling her by her name. Keep her back. Get her to come back. You're going to send people that are boastful and proud. Many people are so proud they don't want to receive deliverance, especially in front of someone. And I'll tell y'all something. You hang out anything that we haven't dealt with before, and you got to remember, no matter what it is, it's demonic. So why do you care? If it's there, you won't free from it. I see people that have had a lot of physical things that have come in through maybe sexual perversion or sins or rape, or, you know, we see so much rape and child abuse, incest, and molestation. And every time this happens, there are just the spirits that come in. And a lot of people have dabbled into the occult and dabbled in witchcraft, just playing, they said, but just got spirits, even though they were playing, the devil wasn't. And so they need to get, people need to get rid of it. And I get cursed a lot. I get curses sent to me, on me. And Teresa. Okay, Father, we thank you for deliverance. We thank you for your mercy and your grace and your love. We thank you for your goodness. Father, I ask you now to fill every place where the spirits have worked. Cover each one with the blood of Jesus. Apply the blood, Father, to any place where the spirits have torn or harassed in the name of Jesus Christ. Fill each one, Lord, with your spirit, with the spirit of the Lord, the fear of the Lord, the spirit of counsel, might, wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. In Jesus' name, Lord, I just thank you for the filling of your Holy Spirit. Lord, fill us with the joy of the Lord. Fill us with strength, Lord, as we go sit through another service. And I rebuke the tiredness. I meant to go after tiredness. In the name of Jesus, put in each of us a spirit of might.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.